On MSU Today Today, we're going to be speaking about MSU's many ongoing efforts to protect minors in our care through our youth programs, visits to campus and facilities, and even youth employment. And my guest is David Shupak. He's the new Director of Youth Programs at MSU, with responsibility for overseeing over 127 MSU youth programs that serve over 60,000 youth each year. Dave, great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Russ.
What is an MSU youth program? Let's define that for our audience.
An MSU youth program is any learning activity that involves the participation of minors, specifically youth under the age of 18. Now, that includes programs that are on campus, off campus, and both in and outside the state of Michigan, even stretching abroad into a global context. Events that would not be considered an MSU youth program include private events like birthday parties or weddings, and public events such as concerts at the Wharton Center or MSU athletic events.
So who is considered an MSU youth program participant?
Anyone who's under the age of 18 and is not enrolled or accepted for enrollment at MSU is considered a youth program participant. Duly enrolled participants, that is students who are in high school but are also enrolled in MSU collegiate courses, qualify if there is an overnight component.
And Dave, why don't you give us a little bit of a history and overview of MSU's efforts to protect minors in youth programs? I think it's important to note this began long before the current climate that we're in.
Yes, so there have been many ongoing efforts. In 2012, training efforts for MSU program directors focused on identifying and reporting signs of child abuse. And then in 2013, a policy outlining operational requirements for MSU youth programs was established, and that policy has continued to evolve over time with revisions. In 2016, a part-time director of youth programs at MSU conducted a survey of MSU youth programs and facilitated a youth protection workshop to train MSU youth program directors. Then, recommendations from the MSU Office of Internal Audit and the part-time director of MSU youth programs led to my appointment as the new full-time youth programs director in November 2017.
So, Dave, talk about, you know, your role as director of MSU youth programs and what attracted you to the position.
So in my role, I provide oversight for MSU youth programs. I promote compliance with the MSU policy outlining minimum operational requirements for conducting university youth programs. I promote further development of relevant policies related to the protection of minors, and I conduct trainings and consultations for directors and coordinators of MSU youth programs. I've spent some time at MSU prior to this role, and I'm really passionate about MSU, and I'm a Spartan at heart, and I really saw this as an opportunity to make a difference where it's needed, and I know that so many people at MSU are interested in doing anything that they can to protect children and make difference in the lives of children, and that's what really drew me to this role.
So give us an overview of the current scope of youth programs at MSU. We mentioned some of the numbers at the top.
Yeah, so during the spring semester, we surveyed faculty and staff and received over 125 responses to the 2018 Youth Programs Questionnaire. From those responses, we have over 127 faculty and staff working as directors or co-directors of MSU youth programs serving over 60,000 youth annually. Beyond the questionnaire, I am continuing to raise awareness about the presence of the MSU Youth Programs Office and the requirements for facilitating youth programs at MSU. We just introduced a new policy that requires that all MSU youth programs register with the office of the MSU Youth Programs Director. That also includes youth programs sponsored by external groups that are held at MSU facilities. And we are also leading efforts to ensure that MSU researchers who plan to work with youth are aware of relevant MSU youth program policies and adhere to them in their research. As a first step, we are working with the Office of the Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies to direct researchers who plan to work with youth to contact my office. So I anticipate that number that we have for the universe of youth programs at MSU to continue to grow.
So David Shupak, let's talk about current efforts to protect minors in youth programs at MSU.
there are several current efforts that we're putting in place to protect minors in youth programs at MSU. The first is focusing on training. So to advance the protection of minors at MSU, we have provided training and development programs for MSU youth program directors. In March, we held the 2018 Youth Protection Workshop, and that has continued to evolve, and it has grown to be a one-day event involving campus experts, educating MSU youth program directors and coordinators about policies and practices in protecting youth in programs at MSU. In May, I worked with the MSU police to hold a training on surviving an active shooter and acts of violence. In early June, I worked with the Office of Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives to provide a workshop for youth program directors on implicit bias, which focused on helping MSU youth program directors to support diversity and inclusion in both their youth programs at MSU as well as in their daily lives. I am currently working with Academic Human Resources on a training that we will hold in July about behavioral interviewing practices for selecting staff and volunteers that can help to indicate red flags on behaviors that may indicate the potential for child maltreatment. And on the horizon, I am looking to do more professional development on youth-related issues, such as cyberbullying.
So, Dave, summarize what you want people to know about MSU youth programs and their safety.
So the university policy for MSU youth programs is based on national best practices in youth protection. I recently worked with the MSU Youth Programs Advisory Board, which was established in January, including a group of voices from faculty, staff, and administrators at MSU that provides input as we shape the direction of youth programs. So working with them and with the Office of the General Counsel at MSU, we collaborated to update, strengthen, and clarify the MSU Youth Programs policy. Part of that process involved aligning the MSU requirements for facilitating youth programs with some recent federal policy updates. For example, the MSU youth programs policy now requires that MSU youth program directors limit one-on-one contact between minors and adults during programs at MSU. We are currently working to develop a process for MSU youth programs to register with the MSU Youth Programs Office, considering that we do have several programs, over 127 of them, that serve over 60,000 kids each year. This provides a systematic approach for providing oversight, promoting compliance, and supporting MSU youth program directors in their efforts to protect minors at MSU. And I am also providing ongoing consultations for MSU youth program directors as they prepare for and facilitate MSU youth programs and different activities on campus and off campus.
Well, Dave, thanks for joining us on MSU Today.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Russ.
That's David Shupak. He is the new director of youth programs at MSU. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.